Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And a wonderful day in Jesus, and welcome to Connected with Tim and Sharon. Tim, it's a beautiful day. Aren't you enjoying the nice, mild spring days?
Every day is a beautiful day.
Every day, even with snow and sleet and hail and tornado warnings and all that's beautiful too, right?
We're on this side of the grave still, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We are. I was thinking, do you know what today is?
It's a day that the Lord has made.
Do you know what today is in 2 weeks from today?
It is the Women of Valor Conference.
Yes, yes. And we are gearing up. We are excited what God is going to do. If you have not registered, give us a call and register. I was talking to Libby Fannin a couple of days ago, Tim, and we were just rehearsing all the victories and all the answers to prayer and all the miracles, everything that God has done over the years at Women of Valor. And she said, Sharon, you need to bring those testimonies out. There's power in those testimonies. Mm-hmm. God has done phenomenal things at Women of Valor.
He sure has. Praise God. I can think of several, but for time's sake, I'll just mention maybe a couple. A lady a couple of years ago that hadn't spoken in several years had been prayed over at the conference, and she got her voice back and was able to speak.
Yeah, and that is just phenomenal. And there was a lady there that had a child that was about 6 or 7 years old at the time, and she said she was a nurse that was there when I had my child. I can witness to the fact that she had no voice, and she was able to speak. There was another miracle as well of a lady who had such a severe back problem. She was in an abusive marriage where her husband physically abused her, and her back, of course, she was divorced and away from the terror at the time, but her back was so injured that she could hardly get up and down.
Praise God.
God healed her back, and I know this sounds funny, but she had a pair of slacks on, and she began to do cartwheels. She was so overjoyed at the healing. God does great things, but what he does in the hearts of the women, it trumps everything, doesn't it, honey?
Absolutely. Just to see the look on people's face when they do see something happen in the supernatural realm, of course. But I'm thinking of another testimony of a lady that personal messaged me just maybe 4 or 5 months ago, Sharon, and we sat down one night and we talked about it, how that, I think it was 2 years ago, she started to go through what's called the prayer tunnel, where we, you know, lay hands on people that come through the prayer tunnel and command things to happen in Jesus' name. And she said, I was getting ready to go through, and she said, you stopped me, and you said to me, you're pregnant. And I remember her saying to me, she says, that's not possible. And I didn't say that's with God, all things are possible. I never said a thing about it. But then she proceeded to move on through the prayer line. And then here about 6 months ago, she sent me a private message saying that now she is pregnant, having her first child.
And they couldn't have children.
Could not have children.
Praise God. And we've seen that testimony, Tim, over and over again.
Let me just say this for a moment. We don't take any credit for any of those things. It's not what we did or what I said. I was just a mouthpiece for the Holy Spirit to say what God wanted.
Mm-hmm.
We give God the praise and the glory and the honor. We'd never step in the way and take any of that glory of what the Lord's doing.
And even for the Women of Valor conferences, the people who've been saved, set free, delivered, healed, marriages put back together, there's no way we can take the glory for that.
Absolutely.
Because we can't do that. God does it. And the women come with expectancy. I put different things on Facebook from time to time about Women of Valor, and I hear excited. People are just, they're just geared up to be here. If you have not registered, ladies, now we do let pastors come, because I will not forbid a male pastor from coming to Women of Valor, because his women of his church are going to get blessed, they're going to be changed, and he has a right to see what God is doing.
Absolutely.
And so if you're a pastor, you're able to come. We open the doors. There's quite a few men pastors that are there as well.
And there's going to be quite a few men there this year, is what I've understood.
Yeah, they beg. They literally beg. Well, if you want to register and come for more information during office hours, of course, if you're listening to this in the afternoon, there's somebody there that will register you. And you can call 301-895-8255. 301-895-3292. Stacy is the lady that will register
That's
you.
Right.
301-895-3292. If you call and she's on the line with somebody else, they'll take a number and get right back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to miss Women of Valor. There's hotels in the area and just a good time of fellowship. We'll be there and we get to meet some precious women of God.
Absolutely. It's going to be an awesome time.
All righty. Well, if they want more information, they can go to fathershouse.info as well. And we'll be right back.
I'm a mess today, 'cause yesterday I followed the desires of my foolish heart into the dark. Feeling far away, need a couple days to work real hard to hit the mark, to get myself back in good with you. What a waste, what a losing game cause. That's what the blood is for. Dirty man I am, makes it possible to stand before you, Lord. Yes, that's what the blood is for. What if I fall one more time? Or soon forget that you're the light where I am free in perfect peace. And what if I can't get my act together? That's what the dirty man I am makes it possible to stand before you, Lord. Yes, that's what the blood is for. It's your blood that compels me. Oh, yeah. Holds it high to my victory. It's still speaking.
Sharon, today we're going to be talking from the third chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, and I'm going to start reading in verse number 1 from the New Living Translation. For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance. And we could just continue to go on and on throughout this chapter. And it talks about there's times for different things to take place. And right now we are entering into a new season.
Yes, we are.
Here at He's Alive Radio. And so we're getting ready to enter into a new time as well.
That's right. But I love what it says in verse 11. Speaking of the Lord, He hath made everything beautiful in His time.
Mm-hmm.
Not our time, but His time. And we are making some transitions at He's Alive Radio. And I love change is one of the things we hate, but then on the other side, change is something that keeps us going forward, doesn't it, honey?
Absolutely. Especially if the other side looks good.
Yeah.
And it always does with God. Of course, His word says in Jeremiah 29, verse number 11, that God doesn't have evil thoughts toward us, but He has great thoughts toward us to give us an expected end. We have a great destiny. And when we hear Holy Spirit speak here at the station, we just want to be obedient to what He says. I go on here in the New Living Translation of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 for just a moment in verse number 12. So I concluded there is nothing, Solomon says, better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves as long as we can.
That's right. That's right. Well, I believe that God is speaking to a lot of people. I think we're seeing this in the body of Christ, not only here at He's Alive Radio, but we're seeing that in our nation, in the body of Christ, we're coming into a new season. There's
Absolutely.
A shift, a paradigm shift.
Yes.
And some things we see in our nation that has changed is horrible. But I believe it can turn and it can be good if people will pray. And even in our lives, when we're going through a dark season, if we're going through the midnight season, it doesn't feel like anything good will ever happen again. You've had seasons of mourning, haven't you, honey?
I certainly have. You know, and I've had intense grief therapy that I actually taught while I was getting my psychology degree several years ago in the early 1980s. Transactional analysis, rational emotive therapy, teaching people how to overcome grief. And along with grief comes bargaining, comes anger, comes denial, these types of things. These are steps to work our way through something. And that's what we're doing here. We're transitioning from one phase right now to another, and we're getting ready to make some changes.
Yes, we are. And I believe, and I know everybody's saying, what changes? What changes? Well, one good change is we're transitioning the program Connected.
That's right.
And we have, in the past, we have set down, and the intent, the objective of Connected will not change, but it will take on a different format. We're actually moving to mornings, and during drive time, you and I will be connecting with each other, with our listeners, and also various people in the body of Christ, various ministers in the body of Christ. We're going to have Connected a little different, but it won't be the same format that you hear every afternoon.
Absolutely. I heard Dr. Mark Sharona say at one time, he said, visionary leaders see the same things everyone else sees, except they see them from an inspired viewing and vantage point. When God places you in a position like this, you have to make some changes, but you have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. And when He speaks, like that old commercial years ago, like E.F. Hutton, when he speaks, people listen. When Holy Spirit speaks, we just want to follow the leading of His voice, because this is all about God here at He's Alive Radio.
Yes.
It's not about our desires and what we want.
Yeah. And I just want to encourage you, my friend, change. We don't like change. But, you know, change is good. Now, there are other people who love change. You know, there are people that will paint their rooms and their houses every year, or they'll rearrange their furniture every other month. You know, there's some people, for one, somebody said something about a tattoo, and I said, I would never have one for one reason. There's several reasons, but one reason I would ever have a tattoo is that I don't like to keep the same pocketbook over 6 months, much less something permanent on my body. Well, there are changes that are necessary. There are changes that are good. There are changes that are inspired by the Holy Spirit, and we anticipate some good things from God.
Yeah, I wrote down some notes here a few months ago concerning the third chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, especially in verses 1 through 10, and I put this down. The scope of these verses through 1 through 10 is to show this. Number one, that we live in a world of changes, and that the several events of time that is mentioned here on the conditions of human life are vastly different from one another and yet occur on a regular basis to show us that we are passing from one phase to the next.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Tim, coming up next week, we are starting in the mornings. You and I will be connecting with our partners during drive time.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great time. And if you're not a person who tunes in every morning, hey, it'd be a good time to do so.
Absolutely. We're going to be silly. We're going to have a good time.
We're just going to be us.
Exactly. And we're going to have a great time with you during the morning hours. You don't want to miss that. And what time is that drive time for those that don't know?
Well, it could range anywhere from 6:30 to 8:15. And we'll just...
All my true colors come out during that time.
Oh, folks. Well, maybe. Oh, we'll be right back and we'll be praying.
Say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. And the voices of a
And we are back, honey. We're going to the Lord in prayer. There is a folder right there in front of you. Mm-hmm. And in that folder are so many prayer requests. Some of the needs just break your heart.
Let me just mention a few of those, Sharon. A person mm-hmm. that says that a man and his wife need a financial breakthrough. Here's another one that's come in for a person that's having a nervous problem and needs deliverance. Another one is in need of another financial breakthrough and miracles. Seems like there are a lot of those people here that are needing household salvation. Another
yes.
one there of a brother who is in stage 4 cancer and is not expected to live. We believe God can still heal in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes, he can. Father, right now we thank you that nothing is too hard for you. Lord, we pray for all of these family members that need salvation. Holy Spirit, that you will draw them. We take authority over the wrong connections, the wrong habits, the
yes.
addictions in their life. We bind those spirits right now. And we just thank you, Lord, that they have the desire to be set free. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are good and that you're sending people into the harvest field to reap the harvest of souls in Jesus' name.
I'm getting a word of knowledge that someone who has been recently told by your doctor that you need to stop smoking because it is affecting your throat, it's affecting your swallowing, and I believe God wants to touch you and heal you. Lay those things down right now. If you do that first, God will honor your action. James 1:21 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Lay those cigarettes down.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Lord will literally never mm-hmm. allow you to pick those up again because he's
Thank
a
you,
healing
Jesus.
God and
yes.
a deliverer as well.
Thank you,
in Jesus.
Jesus.
Name.
Thank you for a grace,
yes,
an empowerment
God.
To lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, also for this one in stage 4 cancer, God, I thank you right now that your presence goes right into that room, right where that bed is, and that you touch this dear brother, that you minister healing. We curse cancer at the very root in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for ministering your healing touch to him right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, and Father, we thank you. Your word declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 20 from the King James Version, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but is in power. Because some of you out there have been saying, but I need to be healed, and it never happens. It's not just in word, but it's in power. You speak the word, you stand on that word, and that word power in the Greek is dunamis, which means miraculous power. You continue to speak it and do not doubt, and your healing is about to manifest and come to pass in Jesus' mighty name. I'm thinking of somebody else that has fallen and has hurt their left elbow, and that God is healing that up for you right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Lord, we give you the honor and the praise.
Yes,
thank
God.
You for covenant partners
yes, God.
Of this ministry.
Mm.
Bless them in Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
Tim, our time is up for today. It's been awesome being with our partners, being with our friends. And once again, next week, Connected is moving to mornings.
Absolutely.
You and I will be together. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely. That's going to be great. That means we got to get up early.
I'll be quiet. Complainer. we'll be back tomorrow,
I'm up early
though.
Anyway, right
we'll
here
be,
on Connected.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.